In the old days, we'd have to like get the search results and then sort of thumb through them. We'll scroll and figure out which one it works, but the AI search is much more effective
at helping them see how using AI to help express themselves more fully and completely is such a huge, huge win.
Running actually electromagnetic energy readouts through AI and helping it make sense of it.
It's the better employees if they know that they can combine AI with their intellectual power. So
in the US, it seems like a lot of the dialogue is around cutting jobs, you know.
This is AI in Business with hosts Elizabeth Gearhart, podcast consultant, marketing expert, and PhD researcher using AI every day, and Richard Gearhart, entrepreneur, seasoned business owner, and intellectual property attorney specializing in innovation. Here's how real companies are using AI right now.
We're going to now segue into a roundtable on AI. So this is our AI roundtable. So I'm going to ask everybody how they're using AI, and I'm pretty sure nobody here is using it nefariously.
So, Mark, well, I know. I guess we have to ask and find out.
Mark, why don't we start with you? What is one way you're using AI in your business?
You know, and for everybody, I've written about AI a lot and how to regulate it. On Fox in particular, they carried a couple of my pieces and did some interviews. I think AI for search, an unbiased, you know, AI, is a really great way to use it. I still like to be creative, so I'm not using it for writing or, you know, but when we're researching, you know, also people that I want to connect with, I think it's a great, but also just researching a product. You know, we're always buying things. We're buying things on Amazon. It's one thing to look at their reviews, but it's another thing just to have an unbiased AI sort of give you some input on, you know, what's up or, you know, or what's going wrong with the transmission in your car or things like that. In the old days, we'd have to like get the search results and then sort of thumb through them. We'll, you know, scroll and figure out which one it works. But the AI search is much more effective at telling you right now what mattress to buy, what's wrong with your transmission, whatever it is. So I enjoy it that way.
That's a great way to use it. So Gary, how are you using it?
Yeah, I think in listening to this conversation over the last half hour, it brought me back to a memory when I was at the Aspen Institute and we were talking about right when AI was being rolled out publicly, the large language model. And it struck me that as a kid growing up with severe learning differences, that there was always a connection between what I wanted the output to be from me and what it actually was. And it almost puts tears in my eyes to talk about this, that now the ability to express yourself by thinking about what the bullets are that you want to express and then asking AI to write it, and you actually see the words and you're like, but that's what I was thinking, right? And I think for so many, so many of clients have ADHD, which also often has other disabilities or challenges for them in their learning, that helping them see how using AI to help express themselves more fully and completely is such a huge, huge win. The way I do it in my business is all my calls have a transcript. Those transcripts are run through ChatGPT and with a prompt that says, this is what we covered. It goes back, it looks at all my past conversations with that person and says, this is where we're on track. This is where we're off track. These were the people we talked about. These are the things we're going to talk about in the next call based upon that. And what are the psychological underpinnings or coaching underpinnings that came out in the call, right?
That is really smart. That's a great
incredible
way to use it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Tim, how are you using it?
Well, I'm actually using AI in a way that probably not a lot of people are. We're in a phase right now where we're building AI into everything that we're building. So whether we're talking about Ghost City Tours, and I know that's kind of what I'm known for, but where it's really helped me in a sort of business sense is the Reptile Conservation Center that I own. And what we do is we breed some of the world's most endangered, critically endangered reptiles. And by building AI into the software that runs that facility. Because if you can imagine, every animal has thousands of data points over the course of its life. They're not all easy to breed. And because there's not many of them left, it's important that we figure that out. So by building our software, or more appropriately, building, you know, OpenAI into our software, where it's able to go into the database and analyze thousands of data points on these animals, valuable insight into not only keeping these, you know, fragile animals alive, but what is working to make sure that we're able to produce the next generation of these animals. Now, I know that's not what you brought me on to talk about, but on Go City, we're doing something very similar where we're able to bring in, you know, AI to analyze all the data points, whether it's the data points from Google Analytics or, you know, Search Console or a booking software. I mean, you name it. We have all that data running through OpenAI right now, and it's making connections that there is no way we would have been able to make on our own. I mean, even I like to think I have a pretty good brain, but there's no way I'm connecting all these data points. So, you know, we're not really using it from a perspective of, you know, hey, ChatGPT, write me this, or, you know, go research this or whatever, even though there's a ton of value in that. What we've been doing is using it to analyze data to help us make better business decisions.
I wonder if I'll ever be able to talk to ghosts.
Well, there's supposed to be software out there that lets you communicate with your pets, right?
I might be able to surprise you in a month or two. There is something interesting that we've been working on, running actually electromagnetic energy readouts through AI and helping it make sense of it. It's actually really interesting stuff.
Oh my gosh, that is
our awesome. Daughter would be fascinated. She loves the ghost stuff.
I love all these different uses. This is just, I feel like I'm doing a social experiment every week on the show. Everybody's using it for different things. It's really awesome.
I had an interesting conversation this morning with somebody in Europe, and they were talking about how their company used AI. She was asking me about how AI is working in the States. And so, of course, I followed up with the question. They seem to be taking a slightly different tact. So they're implementing AI into their operations, but they're not firing people. They're saying, look, if we can be more productive with the, you know, the more routine tasks, then that frees our team up to go out and spend more time interacting with customers and more time getting business. And it was really interesting to hear this because in the U.S., it seems like a lot of the dialogue is around cutting jobs. You know, recently, I guess Salesforce laid off about 250 engineers, and they were very open about the reason. They just said, you know, AI can do your job now, so don't let the door hit you on the way out. This company was taking a different approach and saying, we can use it to recapture other resources that can be redirected in positive ways for the company. So I thought that was really an interesting take. And it, you know, you would think, well, of course, right? But I think our mindsets here, you know, perhaps groomed by social media, have kind of put this into our heads that AI is going to be a job destroyer. And you don't have to think that way.
I was just wondering if that's, as the market shows up against that company, whether that will hold true. In other words, if they can create more value that way, yes. But oftentimes the market has something to say about it. In other words, once their competitors catch up with what they're doing on AI, then all of a sudden margins get, you know, destroyed and that.
We'll have to follow up.
That's a valid point. And it could be that it works out that way. But, you know, at least instead of reflexively going to the cost cutting, they're going to look for ways to redeploy their team. And I also think that if a company can provide incentives for people to adopt AI, it'll get adopted faster because people can be resistant to adopting it. And if they see that their future is still somewhat secure, then they're more likely to implement it quicker compared to a company that says, well, your job's going to be gone after you do this implementation. Right. And so you may actually make more progress, at least in the short term, more quickly.
Get the better employees if they know that they can combine AI with their intellectual power. So I just used it this morning. So I'm going to give my most recent use. I had my meetup group last night and we talked about ChatGPT-5. What else? And AI versus human and copyrights in AI. The way I used it this morning, we record everything on Zoom. I took the Zoom recording. I opened up the script editing software, edited some stuff out. I don't know if I should say that we got hacked in the meeting and somebody put a porn video in the middle of it.
Oh my God.
And so we were able to stop it. So I had to go edit that out before I gave the video to anybody else. So I did that in Descript. But then I can take the transcript from Descript and I can throw it into ChatGPT, which I've kind of trained to talk like me. Some people have really trained their ChatGPT to speak in their voice. And I can say, do a summary email of this meetup that I can send out to everybody that came, including all the links to people's podcasts that they mentioned, all the software sites they mentioned. That would have taken me hours. This takes me an hour, maybe. The hardest part is that it's a long meeting, and the slowest part is downloading the data and then getting the corrected transcript and video back.
You've been listening to AI in Business, Use Cases from the Real World. A bit about our hosts. Elizabeth Gearhart, PhD, formerly Elizabeth McNamara, is a marketing executive, podcast host, and AI strategy speaker focused on how businesses are actually using artificial intelligence today. She is the co-host of AI in Business, Use Cases from the Real World, where she interviews professionals across industries to share real practical examples of AI in action. Beyond the hype, Elizabeth holds a PhD in analytical chemistry and began her career in industry before becoming a licensed U.S. patent agent. She now serves as Chief Marketing Officer at Gearhart Law, an intellectual property-focused law firm working at the intersection of technology, business strategy, and communication. She is also the co-host of Passage to Profit, a nationally syndicated radio show and podcast airing on 38 stations nationwide through the iHeartMedia Network. In addition to hosting podcasts, Elizabeth leads educational programs on AI, podcasting, and digital strategy for business owners and professionals, helping them understand how AI is being used today and how to apply it in their own organizations. Richard Gearhart Esquiner is a life sciences intellectual property attorney and the founding partner of Gearhart Law. With over 3 decades of experience, he advises emerging biotech and pharmaceutical companies on patents, licensing, and IP-driven commercialization strategy. A trained chemist, Richard formerly served as the head of the U.S. Patent Group for Novartis and General Patent Counsel at CIBA Vision. As an active angel investor and chair of the Investment and Entrepreneurship Committee at Rutgers Health, Richard acts as an innovation advisor, providing a firsthand investor perspective on risk, valuation, and growth within the academic and healthcare ecosystem. A prominent media founder and host, he co-hosts the nationally syndicated radio show Passage to Profit and the AI in Business podcast, translating complex technology into practical insights. Within his firm, Richard integrates artificial intelligence to enhance operational efficiency while prioritizing responsible and effective real-world deployment. He holds a JD and is currently pursuing a professional certificate from the MIT Sloan School of Management in Artificial Intelligence for Pharma and Biotech. We hope you found this valuable. Join us again for more stories, because the future of business is driven by AI. This podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Manhattan as part of the Passage to Profit radio show.